The arm. The rig came in on a Tuesday on a truck with a liftgate. It is a Bolt X. The arm alone is 1,235 pounds. The pedestal is another 800. The DX200 that powers it is 500. And the rails come in 3-meter sections at a couple of hundred pounds each, with 2 ballast plates on every section that take 2 grips apiece. 2 people came with it. Nadia runs flare. Pete holds the pendant. That is in the rental. Reach is 3.2 meters off the rotate center, which is 10 foot 5. It will put a camera through the air at 10 meters a second on the arm, and 14 if you give it the track. That was the reason for renting it. The grips laid 20 feet of rail and leveled it with a rotary laser and steel shim stock. It has to come in under a millimeter across the run or the arm will not home. That was the morning. Camera is an Alexa 35 with a 35mm Signature Prime. Open gate, recording to a codex drive on the back. Body, lens, and drive make about 18 pounds. The arm takes 44 and does not notice the difference. There was also a Teradek on the stage, which is called a Bolt as well. So for 3 days, you had to say which Bolt. Focus is not a person on this. It is an axis, keyframed with the elbow and the track, so the lens racks on the same clock as everything else. Our first AC wore the Preston on his hip all week and never turned the wheel. The shot is one hallway. The camera comes at me down the length of it, arcs past my face, carries on to the window, and out. I am in frame for all of it. How close it gets is the shot. The move was built in Maya against a LiDAR scan, a BLK360 on a tripod, 3 positions, 20 minutes, and exported into FLIR. Anything moved after the scan is not in the model. We re-scanned twice because the grips kept improving the hallway. On the walkthrough, running the move at 25%, the arm found me and stopped 6 inches off my sternum, and the speaker in the base said it was sorry. That is a firmware option. 4 voices, on by default, and nobody on the truck knew which menu it lives in. I let it be sorry. The thing that stopped it is a zone, a cylinder drawn around a body that the arm may not enter, and ours was set at 90 centimeters. 90 centimeters is 3 feet. 3 feet is a camera going by. The producer offered to shoot the hallway empty and put me in after. I have done that. You stand on an apple box and a man holds a tennis ball on a stick. So we took the zone down to 30. That is not a dial. The zones live in the safety unit on the DX200, not in FLIR, behind a password Nadia has and I do not. 3 paragraphs of gray text, a checkbox that says I confirm I understand the residual risk, and a field for your legal name, typed, not signed. Then the unit puts up a CRC of the new configuration and 2 people read it off the screen and write it on a paper sheet in the rig binder. Ours was 4F2C. The stage keyboard had something sticky on the K. Pete stands off the track for every take with the pendant in both hands. There is a 3-position switch on the grip. Let it go and the arm stops. Squeeze it flat and the arm stops. He holds it in the middle, the whole take, every take. Third day of 12s, 1 hoodie sleeve pulled down over the other hand against the stage air. Nadia works off a magliner pushed against the wall with the flare machine on it and a jog wheel. She calls the speed and Pete lets it go. 6 takes. All 6 dead. I knew before I got to the monitor. I was holding, and holding is work. The shoulders take it up, the neck sets, the breath goes high, and a lens 4 feet from your face has all day. The gaffer had a dog in that morning, terrier in it somewhere. It slept under the C-stands through the whole first setup, and nobody could say whose it was. Craft Services said not theirs. On 7, the arm came in low. Somebody bumped a mark, or the base held a tool offset saved off another job. And I never did get a straight answer on which. It arrived at collarbone height instead of chin height, about a foot nearer than the 6 before it, and the near side elbow motor made a noise I had not heard yet. I did not move. It went past my throat and carried on to the window. The base went amber, and the controller wrote the pass into the alarm log, and then a second box came up asking somebody with authority to acknowledge the first one. I acknowledged it.
The arm writes every joint position 1,000 times a second. Nadia offered me the closest approach in millimeters, time-stamped, joint by joint. I said no thanks. She said everybody asks for the number. We ran the assembly for 11 people in a screening room on the Thursday. 6 of them work on the picture. The pass at my throat played, and nothing came off the room. They were watching it. I have sat in enough rooms to know the difference between a room watching and a room caught. What got them was the walkthrough. The apology was in the assembly only because sound was rolling, and it was the cleanest recording of the bass motors we had. So it sat there at the head of the reel, the arm stopping short and saying it was sorry to a man standing in a hallway. 11 people went. It says it twice, and they went twice. So the throat take comes out. A047_COO7, still on the drive. The zone, the CRC, the amber light, the 2 acknowledgments, all of that goes out with it. The hallway is covered now with the walkthrough and a piece of the empty window plate we shot after lunch, which took the rest of that day and gave us nothing at the time. Nadia asked what happened to take 7. I said the room did not want it. She said, but that one was real. The truck came back Monday for the arm, the pedestal, the DX200, the rails, and the plates. The dog was in again on the Friday, and by then it belonged to the second AD, who has always had a dog, and nobody had thought to ask him. This essay is original and AI-generated. Buster K is a fictional AI persona writing in homage to Buster Keaton. It is neither authored nor endorsed by Buster Keaton or his estate.